It's been less than a month since Texas's governor signed a bill into law banning so-called sanctuary cities. The law says law enforcement officials must comply with federal immigration requests to detain immigrants, and officers must be allowed to ask about a person's immigration status. The city of El Cenizo has signed on to a lawsuit against the law, saying those requirements conflict with the way citizens in El Cenizo have lived for decades, side by side with people who entered the country illegally. Texas Public Radio's Ryan Poppy reports.
El Cenizo is a small border town with no traffic lights and two grocery stores, including Los Compadres Meat Market, where music fills the street outside. You can literally see the Rio Grande River, the dividing line between Texas and Mexico, from the highway. According to city records, 15 to 20% of the city's residents are undocumented. To protect them, El Cenizo passed a safe harbor ordinance back in 1999. It prevents local police and officials from questioning people about their immigration status. El Cenizo Mayor Raul Reyes says, with or without papers, immigrants living in his town are part of the community.
Who have their homestead in our community, who pay property taxes, why on earth would we try to hinder upon their rights and their livelihoods just because they don't have a piece of paper?
Miguel Trinero sits outside the meat market he owns, catching up on the big news in town with friends, the lawsuit their city filed in opposition to Texas's new sanctuary cities law. Governor Greg Abbott says that he signed the law to keep Texans safe from criminally dangerous immigrants. Trinero says that simply isn't a problem for him here in El Cenizo.
I think the citizens here rather respect the businesses that are here, you know, and they take care of the businesses. The people here are very passive, and I don't have much trouble as far as crime in my business.
Maria says that if Texas's sanctuary cities law is enforced, people in communities like El Cenizo will be at risk for detention and possible deportation for something as simple as a traffic violation. Luis Vera is an attorney with the League of United Latin American Citizens, or LULAC, the Latino rights group that filed the lawsuit.
In 1999, they established a safe harbor ordinance. That is, if you need somewhere to go and be safe, you can come to our town. We're not going to turn you into immigration officers. We're not going to report you. And now the state of Texas wishes to stomp them into the ground because they know that there's nobody to fight for them.
Mireya says that he's been accused of inviting criminal immigrants to his town with the safe harbor ordinance. But he says on a typical day, El Cenizo officers usually hand out just a ticket or two for minor traffic violations. Texas's sanctuary cities law would allow local police officers to question people about their immigration status during a routine traffic stop, even if no arrest occurs. It also financially punishes cities and counties that do not comply with all federal immigration detainer requests. Rovasquez owns K&K Groceries in El Cenizo. He worries that by being a plaintiff in the high-profile lawsuit, El Cenizo residents could become a target.
When you get into a lawsuit, you got to be careful. I mean, tables can be turned the other way around. We might be ending losing a lot of things here. You see, we got small funds or grants coming to the city.
But El Cenizo officials hope their involvement in the lawsuit will highlight the U.S. Constitution's protection of individual and local rights so that U.S. citizens and people without documents can continue living side by side in this small town on the Mexican border. The state of Texas's ban on sanctuary cities is scheduled to go into effect on September 1st. Legal arguments for and against the law will likely be heard in court this summer. For Here and Now, I'm Ryan Poppy.